8.2.
With the maximum automation option, we put presence detectors all over the place and link them to as many systems as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the usual systems that activate the lights when people walk into rooms and turn them off when they leave. We could use presence detectors to control other systems as well, like the blinds on the windows. So, if it's the middle of summer and a presence detector senses that everyone's left a meeting room, a temperature sensor picks up a positive reading from sunlight coming through the glass. The electronics activate the blinds, which automatically come down and black out the room. That would limit heat absorption and reduce the load on the air conditioning, saving energy.
Okay.
Or in winter, if the blinds had been pulled down in the meeting room the evening before, the next morning the sensor detects sunlight and triggers the blinds to raise and let in as much sunlight as possible, contributing to the heating.
Mm.
And there could be temperature measurements to determine which rooms are the warmest, and those sensors set off a circulation system to distribute the warm air through the building, into the corridor or into rooms at the other side of the building or wherever.
So we'd use presence detectors and heat sensors to regulate as many systems as possible?
Yes. Well, that's what we'd have with the maximum automation option.